بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فقتل الزبير. We are selling this chapter of fulfilling amanat. That is, whatever trust is placed on us, that we fulfill that. And the particular reference for this lengthy hadith that we are reading about Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he made wasiyat on the battlefield about his matters. He made wasiyat to his son Abdullah ibn Zubair. And in that, with the details that we had read, that how he had said, that how he must go about doing it. And a particular point that we read yesterday, that when you ever have any difficulty, any problem in sorting out my matters and settling my debts, then make dua to my Mawla. So Hazrat Abdullah says, the son, that I had no idea who he was referring to, and I asked him. And he told him, my Mawla is my Allah. Just ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair says that by Allah, whenever I had a problem or in any matter, I just called and made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah sorted it out. In other words, he went to the full detail of settling all his father's, his estate, the father's estate properly. Today, as mentioned, we should think whether we have made our wills or not. And then they must be done also properly according to Sharia. That is a very important aspect. And then if we are appointed as trustees of to execute any person's estate, then we should do that also properly. So anyway, and as in the beginning part of the hadith, Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his son that I see in this battle, the battle of Siffin, the battle of Jamal, that only a person who is a zalim, the oppressor, will be killed, or a mazloom, a person who has been oppressed. And I see myself to be killed, to be martyred as an oppressed person wrongly that he was killed. And now he says, فَقُتِلَ الزُّبَيْرِ. Zubair became shaheed, as he had thought he will become shaheed in this battle. He did become shaheed. Now the onus and the responsibility of settling the estate was now on his son Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, وَلَمْ يَدَعْ دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا إِلَّا أَرَضِينَ. And he left not a single dinar or dirham. As we would say in our terms, not a single rand or a cent. And there was nothing in cash that was left. Besides, of course, he had certain amount of land. And that was a substantial amount that he had. He had quite a few pieces of houses and land. And that he gives the detail of it. Minha al-Ghaba. One of these lands was Ghaba, which was a particular place. And he owned this place. وَإِحْدَى أَشَرَةَ دَارًا بِالْمَدِينَةَ. And he had 11 houses in Medina Sharif. So he had that Ghaba, and then he had 11 houses in Medina Sharif. وَدَارَيْن بِالْبَصْرَةَ. And 2 houses in Basra. وَدَارًا بِالْكُوفَةَ. And 1 house in Kufa. وَدَارًا بِمِصَرَ. And 1 house in Misr, in Egypt. That was what he had owned. There was no cash whatsoever, but these houses and this land that he had, that he had. So in front then we will read that how he went, and his debt was an enormous amount, a very, very big amount that he was owing. And he had these lands which he had left. And he entrusted all this to his son Abdullah, that he must now sort this out. In front we read that how he explains that what the amount was of debt that he has left, had left, and how he had incurred that debt. And that was briefly, and we will read it in more detail, that whenever anyone left any trust, amanat with him, he accepted it, and he said, but not as a trust. I will accept it as a loan. Because when it is a trust, there is great responsibility in that, and I don't see myself being able to fulfill that responsibility. And if it's a loan, then it is now like mine. And I can use it as I want to. Of course, it has to be repaid. So that was the loan that was left on him, an enormous amount. Not a normal loan as we would take a loan to be, but it was that loan. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to see to all our matters properly, whether it is making a will, whether it is executing it and sorting it out properly. All those aspects are part of our deen, and all that must be done properly as well. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.